USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the United Nations climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland keep going on, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday said the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is on life support. It should be noted so far the talks are not reaching any of the United Nations three goals, that is mitigation, adaptation, and financing. The murder or self-defense case against Kyle Rittenhouse was thrown into jeopardy Wednesday when his lawyers asked for a mistrial over what appeared to be a legal questioning by Rittenhouse Chief Prosecutor Thomas Binger. Judge Bruce Schroeder loudly and angrily accused Binger of pursuing an improper line of questioning and trying to introduce testimony that the judge earlier said he was inclined to prohibit. Last week's deadly Astroworld concert in Houston, Texas has seen at least 58 civil lawsuits filed in Harris County District Court in connection to the disaster as of Wednesday. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.